The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley. 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. Rubicon Theater Company presents the howlingly funny comedy Sylvia, about the love triangle between a couple of empty nesters and a mutt that steals their heart. Meet Sylvia. She's a dog, and she's found a new home. Greg brings home a dog, only to find that his wife, Kate, doesn't want anything to do with his new four-legged friend. Hilarity ensues as Greg and Sylvia bond, leaving Kate to feel neglected in her own home and marriage. After exploring every option, Greg must choose between the woman he loves and the sassy, adorably loyal dog that loves him unconditionally. Tickets available at Rubicon Theater Company in Ventura's Downtown Cultural District. Runs Wednesdays through Sundays, April 19th through May 7th. Call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, we always like to start our show with something uplifting. And of course, wishing you peace, love, and happiness and all the way through the year. And so that's really what it's all about. Our show, I hope that we can encourage you to live your best life. That's what it's it. And again, if you're just tuning in, waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, you've tuned into the Kim Pagano Show. And I do want to give out our phone number here, and that number is 805-419-0008. We've got lots of great guests that we're going to be talking to, lots of great events that we're going to be sharing with you, and I'd love to have you call in. So definitely write that number down, 805-419-0008. We get lots of callers, so if you don't win on the first one, keep trying, and if you have won, give it about 30 days to try again. I do want to remind you of our Facebook and Twitter and Instagram that you can have more chances to connect with us there. Also, our newsletter that goes out every single week, and of course, our podcast, and that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Also, you can visit our website, and that is kimpaganoshow.com. Our first guest joining us this morning is Tatiana Jerome, and her book is Love Lost and Love Found, and it's a woman's guide to letting go of the past and finding new love. So very inspirational. I'm excited to talk with her about that. And then next joining me is Jennifer Cooper Finnerty, and of course she is the executive director of Access TLC Hospice and Foundation. And we're going to be talking about Kentucky Derby Gala, and that is happening May 6th at the Camarillo Ranch. And I would love to share that with all of you. We've got a couple tickets that we can get in your hands. So stay with us, and I hope that you join us all the way through the show. I do want to remind you that we are here. We have a whole nother hour from 7 to 8 and some amazing other guests. So again, stay with us. Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Let's start with Lure Fish House. Experience their top-tier seafood, complete with fresh local produce at 60 South California Street. That's in Ventura. Also, Rubio's, the original fish taco. Their mission is to serve coastal food that you can feel great about eating with quality ingredients. For years, they're located in Ventura. We have the Rubicon Theater, a pair of tickets to Sylvia. We'll talk more on that. We have another wonderful production by Rubicon, and it is Sylvia. You will see that if you're the lucky winner. Rolling Pin Donuts, a dozen donuts, the best in Ventura County in Camarillo. You can win those. And finally, a party that I'm very familiar with, raised in Thousand Oaks, the 41st Annual Chili Cook-Off and Classic Car Show. This year, the event is April 30th, and it's a great party from 11 to 5. You are going to have a blast out there. It's been recently that they combined the classic cars with a chili cook-off. This is a great party.
Good food, good view, you know, good all these great cars, and so it's a classic, I tell you. All right, so let's start off with some donuts, and if you haven't ever gone there, oh my God, I'm telling you, it really is. The line's out the door. And is one of my favorites. So I'd love to give some Rolling Pin Donuts. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. And let's start off with our first guest. Is it Tatiana? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, you know, your book, is this your first book?
Yes, it's my first book.
Congratulations. Okay, perfect. And and so is this part of your life story, or is it something that you're just passionate about that you wanted to kind of write about or talk about?
I'll say it's part of my life story, and also just the way to heal.
Okay.
And helping other women as well, because everything just collided together. So,
for you and your life?
Yeah, for me and my life and the people that I was helping at the time. So I didn't really think that this was going to be for me, but it ended up being for me, and then it helped others.
Wow. Okay. And so tell us a little bit about who you are, and then we'll kind of move into your book.
Well, I was helping, well, I still am, helping women just in everyday life with their lifestyle and believing in better. I really am someone who believes in God and having higher beliefs. So just in every aspect of your life. And that's what I was doing. And then I was in a relationship and thinking that this relationship was going to go in one way, as we both discussed, and it didn't. And, you know, you go through breakups in the past, but this time it was just so different for me, and I needed a way to vent and heal, where people would come to me, and now I'm like, who am I going to go to?
Isn't that funny? I'm not doubting your pain, but when I always call it when the cheerleader gets like shot, you know, and you're going, okay, wait a minute, I've been helping all you women, and now it's my turn. It's like, oh gosh, you know, sometimes God puts on our plate what we think we can handle, and then it happens to us, and you're like, oh God, okay. But did you know, here you're giving advice to all these women, and I don't know if you were doing men too, okay, of just relationships, and all of a sudden it happens to you. Did you handle it the way that you've been telling them, or is it different as it happens to you?
Well, it's more from the healing aspect of after a relationship ends, not during a relationship. And I did also help men, whoever, just would reach out. But it would just be on the after, where I'm writing and I'm like, I know this. And then it's just like, why didn't I take heed at the time? And then I realized I was in that blind spot, which, I mean, you're always going to love someone when you truly unconditionally love someone, but it was just in
well,
me
you're
in
vulnerable.
Yes, I was so vulnerable.
You know, it's funny. It's like when you think that it's just like the perfect relationship, he's not going to do me wrong or she's not going to do me wrong, because I'm going to talk to both my, you know, listeners here, and you let all your walls down. He's, you know, and then all of a sudden, bam, you know,
yeah.
It's like, I thought I knew you, you know, you didn't have any of the classic signs. You didn't have any of the, and we don't. Because we're all humans, being humans and doing, and sometimes things happen, and so, I don't know. That's a hard one.
It truly is a real test when it actually is you. Because like I said before, of course I've been in relationships and they didn't work out, and then now I'm in this relationship, and then I'm just like, it just took me so differently. Like I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't eat. It took, like, my health was being affected by it.
I'm sorry. How long were you in a relationship for?
It wasn't long. I think it was, like, 9 months or something like
so
that.
So he really just...
Yeah, he did it, but it's, like, it's not even really... He did it, but no. It was, like, I allowed myself to be in this way without even knowing it. And then it's just, like, how come I never felt this way before? And I've been in longer relationships.
Yeah. So what do you think it was?
I think it was just a lot of me being older, a lot of promises. We were doing things together. It was just more.
You were building a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything all together. And then it just fell apart one day. And well, not one day, but little things. And it's just like, okay. But I think I am believer in, you know, there's a divine purpose for everything and everyone. So if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have reached the point where I have this book that also helps out other people. But I'm like, maybe that's why you were here, because how come I feel this way and I don't feel this way with anyone else? Like, you inspired me to write this pain.
Right.
And then when I'm writing it, I'm just like, no, this is stuff my spirit knew. Like, I know this stuff. And
right.
Then now I'm just able to articulate that.
Right. You know, I do want to remind any of our listeners that are just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're talking with Tatiana Jerome. We're talking about love lost and love found. And it's interesting when it happens to you, because we can give advice all day long, and then all of a sudden it happens to us and we're like, oh my gosh, what, you know, wait, that wasn't, like, how'd this happen? You know? And but here's the thing that I wanted. So have you ever been married?
No, I have not.
Okay. Because it's interesting, you know, there's a different, I always call them like different categories in your life or different chapters. And, you know, and I do believe that, and I want to say congratulations on one thing, is because sometimes what happens is if you don't really go through your problems, or you don't really, like, you know, you put it off, I'm not going to deal with this right now because it's hurting me too bad, then that problem's going to keep coming back.
Right.
And so you dealt with it and you wrote about it, and, you know, to help other women. A lot of people are in so much pain they can't really talk about it until, you know, they've kind of gone through it. But there's different, like, you didn't really have a lot of luggage with him, right?
Right.
Yeah, there wasn't children, you know, there wasn't, did you have a home with him?
No.
Okay,
no.
See, so much easier than having a lot of, you know, where people are, you know, invested in each other. So how did you go and let go of the relationship that you've been in?
I always say, like, it's not something that just happens overnight or you just wake up one day. To say it's good. I think it's a step each and every day, but more to shift your focus on yourself. And even with, you know, like you said, people who have been married or different levels of relationships and love and attachment, there's a lot of people that have read the book that are, you know, going through separation or divorce, and they say they could see themselves in that, because in the end, all that I talk about is really yourself. I don't really you know.
Well, yeah, we can't have any control over anybody else, right?
Exactly.
And so, you know, I had a guest last week that was on our show, and it was all about her book, It Takes One to Tangle. I just thought that was so cool because usually we always think it takes two to tangle, but really we can. You can stay in a marriage that maybe isn't working and you turn it around and you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden your changes change their changes. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, you know, so it does. I don't know. There's a lot of ways to, you know, to deal with this. Now, what did you do before that you were giving advice to our people for relationships? Are you a therapist?
No. It was just previous experiences and people liked what I said and applied it to their life and it worked for them. So it just grew from there on social media. And then that's just it. Because I like to write. I've been writing all my life and this is it.
Uh-huh. So from people's experiences, how do you know when it's time to let go?
I believe it's when it's not serving you. And when I mean it's not serving you, you're not growing in any way from it. The other person's not growing in any way from it. I mean, if both of you can't grow regardless of the amount of time, let's say it's been 8 months or a year or 2 years, and you're not growing spiritually, mentally in any way, then it's time to let go. Because what's the point of holding on to something that's not going to grow?
Right. But in long-term marriages, I don't think that really applies because there could be different seasons that you aren't on the same page. And then you have to, you know, depends on, you know, how long you want to resiliently stay there. And so I think that it's kind of, I don't know if that really applies with what you're saying.
Well, for me, and again, I have not been married.
Right.
I'm not there yet. I will say that in that terms, I can't say yes or no, that doesn't apply, because there have been people who truly say that they've held on, they've done this and that, but nothing is growing from them. All they're getting from it is pain. And so that basically is the same thing in what I'm saying to you, that, okay, there's a point in time where everyone has their breaking point, or maybe you've exhausted it, or maybe you've prayed on it. You've done every possible thing you can to where you could go to sleep at night and say, there was nothing else for me to do.
Right. I do agree with that. Is, you know, as we always say, and I heard this the other day, I always say the grass is always greener on somebody else's side until the weeds come up. But really, the grass is always greener wherever you water it the most. And
right.
Sometimes we're always looking at all the negative things and we don't realize that, oh my gosh, you know what? We need to pay more attention to our relationships and you know, I mean, it, you know, we can make it better. We can make it better just by making ourselves better. So Tatiana, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us for a second?
Sure.
Okay, great. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about relationships and how to love lost and love found. So stay with us. And of course, I'd love to give some gift certificates to Rubio's. And of course, oh my gosh, they're located right here in Ventura. If you haven't had their fish tacos or their burritos are amazing there. So anyways, I'd love to share those with you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we're talking with Tatiana Jerome, and we're talking about love lost and love found, and really how to get through that and letting go of the past and finding new love. That's probably the hardest thing, to not be, you know, resentful to the rest of your relationships, or to hold that grudge, or, you know what I mean, be scared or think that if you were lied to or cheated on, you know, how do you be smarter? And you know, I mean, I don't know if there's really another way, because you just have to really be able to know the kind of people that you're dealing with. What would your thoughts be on that?
Well, I mean, I think there's several ways to see this. Number one is forgiveness.
Right.
Forgiveness towards the other person, and also forgiveness towards ourselves, because we're like, how did we put ourselves in this situation? I don't understand where I was at. Just like, we could be so hard on ourselves.
Right.
And another thing I feel like, which is really more of what the book is about, which is more introspection of towards yourself, not really about pointing the finger towards the other person, but more about, well, I haven't put myself as a priority. I haven't, you know, made myself, like, I stopped doing all the things that I needed to do or put myself on the top of my to-do list. And so I focused on a relationship, and that's why it went wrong, because I'd rather focus on that than actually focus on just me and our relationship and the other person, because that's what I was doing. I was always saying to my person, like, oh, did you eat? Are you okay? Like, making sure he was good as a natural nurturer, but I did nurture myself. I neglected doing things as far as meditation and reading and doing the things that I once did before. So I lost a part of myself in that relationship.
Which I think we all do, right? I mean, we're so, you know, poor me kind of thing, right?
Yeah, and that's where the forgiveness comes in. It's like, okay, fine. I could do this again better. I can be better, you know?
Yeah, it's pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going on. I mean, it's something that I've learned, you know, through my life. And, you know, you can stay in pity city for a couple of minutes, but you need to move on, right?
Right. I mean, you just have to move on. It's not the end of the world. It feels like it's the end. You've been with this person for how many years, whatever, but it's never the end. I just feel like, okay, it's time to focus on the things that I love. And being able to do that, then I could bring in people that match who I am, because a lot of
exactly I love that you said that is so true, because if we aren't at our best, guess what we're going to be dragging in, right?
Right, people that are at their best.
Right, exactly. So tell us, what are we going to find in your book? Kind of,
well, you'll find everything that we just discussed. First, you're going to go through what happens after the breakup, why we're always looking for answers. You know, there's always this thing of trying to work it out, the roller coaster of emotions that we go through. We're 1 minute we're happy, then we're sad, then we're resentful, and, you know, embarrassment, just a whole bunch of stuff. And then, you know, it's a lot of talk about yourself, just, okay, getting back to me and being the woman. It's like I said, being that woman who's just like proud of herself, who gets her confidence back. And then from that stage, moving forward and saying, oh, okay, I'm ready to be in love with someone else because I'm in love with me. I could treat this person like a king because I treat myself like a queen. And then we move forward.
I like it. Which is your best chapter that you love the best in your book?
The rollercoaster of emotions, because I think a lot of people relate to it, since we all feel like in our heads, maybe we're crazy, you know, like you're telling your friend the story, and everyone could basically recite your relationship and you're just like, you know, I'm happy it's over. And then, like, maybe 5 minutes later after you sent a text that you know you weren't supposed to send, and you're like, I can't believe it. You're like, you're down on yourself. You just keep going up and down. And then you realize you're not alone in this. There are
right.
other people who feel this
right.
way, too.
How many people do you think tell their love life story and, you know, are most people embarrassed to kind of share?
I think that a lot of people tell their story, but they may not just tell everything, you know?
Right.
Especially when we're just like, if you're looking for pity and you're looking to paint this person as a bad guy, whether you acknowledge that or not, you're always going to make it paint this picture like, oh my gosh, yeah, I did this little thing wrong, but can you believe this, that, and the other? That doesn't warrant for this.
Right, right.
It's always that. So
right.
I believe people tell their story. And it depends also, because there's times where, you know, when you keep going back to someone, you get embarrassed.
And I think unless it's over, don't tell your story, right? Until
right.
it's really over, because people start to go, oh, God, yeah, okay, sure. And then you yeah. kind of keep going back to the same thing. So I totally agree with that. Tatiana, yeah. where do we find your book?
All major bookstores and Amazon sell it.
Okay. Well, I thank you for being a guest here on my show and for sharing your story and your writing and, you know, turning heartache into empowerment. So that's what it's all about. I appreciate you being, and please share our show with everyone out there. And of course, you can also log on to our podcast, and that's iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
All right. And have a great rest of your day.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Take care. We're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Jennifer in the studio here. And of course, we're going to be talking about Kentucky Derby Gala. And it's happening. And we have tickets for it. So we'd love to share those with you. And of course, that's happening May 6th, 2017, this year. And of course, it's right here at the beautiful Camarillo Ranch. And so we'd love to share this event. And of course, it all helps the Access TLC Hospice. And of course, you know, it's interesting. We're going to talk a little bit about the end of our life and how we can make it still, you know, rewarding, because that's really what it's all about. So again, if you're just tuning in with us, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give some tickets away right now to the Kentucky Derby Gala. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And I look forward to talking to you. Stay with us.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
Rubicon Theater Company presents the howlingly funny comedy Sylvia, about the love triangle between a couple of empty nesters and a mutt that steals their heart. Meet Sylvia. She's a dog, and she's found a new home. Greg brings home a dog, only to find that his wife, Kate, doesn't want anything to do with his new four-legged friend. Hilarity ensues as Greg and Sylvia bond, leaving Kate to feel neglected in her own home and marriage. After exploring every option, Greg must choose between the woman he loves and the sassy, adorably loyal dog that loves him unconditionally. Tickets available at Rubicon Theater Company in Ventura's Downtown Cultural District. Runs Wednesdays through Sundays, April 19th through May 7th. Call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here today on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, we are talking about all these great events that are happening. And of course, we've got Jennifer Finnerty in here, Cooper Finnerty. Cooper, you got the kids, right? And we just keep it going. I know, I'm the same way. Anyways, and of course, she is the executive director of Access TLC Hospice Foundation. And this is their next event. And I would love all of you to be able to support it because, you know what, these are win-win. And I love how they, you know, you get to go have fun, give your money, and it's a win-win. It just kind of works. And of course, that is all happening May 6th. And we've got tickets. And I hope that if you haven't already called in, call in right now. We're going to take them all the way through our show and our next show. And of course, that number is 805-419-0008. Put that on your calendar. Saturday, May 6th. And of course, that's 1 to 5. And it's right here in the Camarillo Ranch House. And of course, we're going to talk a little bit, but I've got all my information right here. I've already been having like a lot of people reach out and go, ooh, how do we get tickets? So I'm just going to say we go to, is it www.accesstlcfoundation.org to get your tickets if you don't win them here. God, it's going to be so much fun. So Jennifer, welcome and thanks for being here. Tell us a little bit about yourself, of course, and what you do, the foundation, and then that day.
Well, thank you for having us back in.
Of course.
One of my most favorite things to do is and be on your show.
Thanks.
So I have the pleasure of leading Access TLC Hospice Foundation, which is a local community-based nonprofit. And we assist patients and families with end-of-life care. And that can be caregiving, home health, respite care, hospice, transportation. We have a beautiful 10-bed facility in Moore Park that most people don't know about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and homes for end-of-life care are very short, certainly in California and certainly in Ventura County. And so
when you say short, there's not enough of them?
There's not enough of them.
Oof,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So we have the wonderful House of Hope in Thousand Oaks,
okay,
which we partner with a lot. And then we have our 10-bed facility in Moore Park. And when I use the term facility, folks should know that it's a beautiful custom-built home that was converted into an end-of-life care home. So we are almost...
And then do you also... Is that your only house? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you don't have anything in Ventura?
No, we just have our 10-bed facility in Moore Park, but we do hospice and all those other services throughout.
Oh, yeah, at people's homes.
Homes and in the hospital and skilled nursing facilities and board and cares.
So if somebody... You know, I'm unfortunate. My heart goes out to families that have reached out to me. One man just had a stroke and he can't talk and can't swallow and he's 60 years old. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was at an event and then, you know, what is that something that, so he's going to need a skilled home or maybe a place to stay? I don't know.
Yeah. We have an intake team and it really takes a specialist that can talk with that family and find out what exactly the situation is and what the best placement would be for that patient, what's going to provide the best outcomes for that patient. So that's one of the many things that we are able to be a resource for in the community.
Okay. And that's not always hospice right there, right? That's like sometimes could go on for a long time.
It could be palliative care. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of different things.
Right. So, oh, wow.
And, you know, we're an aging population that's living longer. which is good news, and it's bad news because we need to take care of our seniors, and we need to give them dignity and end-of-life care that they deserve.
I totally agree. I totally agree. How long has TLC Hospice Foundation been around?
The foundation has been since 96. Wow. So, yeah, over 20 years.
Okay.
I know when I came on board about 4 years ago, I had never heard of them, to be honest. And there's a lot of great hospices in the community, of course. We're one of the few that is able to help financially. I can't begin to tell you how expensive end of life care is if you haven't experienced it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, long-term care insurance now, I mean, I was just looking at it for myself personally, not that long ago, and I'm in my 40s still, and it was so expensive.
I know. You have to think about it, like when you're having babies.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I guess so, because
that's when it's affordable to get into.
Yeah.
And now the thought of having it, it's just
it's like a house payment.
It is. It's a huge expense.
Yeah.
So I think we're
even seeing, when you're in your 40s?
Yes. Yes.
So when is it? Like, you should be really
I mean, I know my parents took it out early, like when I was in my 20s. So probably at least 25 years ago. And at the time I was like, what are they thinking?
Yeah. You know? Why are you even thinking about this? But of course it's like thinking about, you know, putting money away for a rainy day, right? We always think, we're not going to get there, you know, and then your retirement.
Yes.
And man, oh man, it comes.
It comes. That's right. Quicker than we all think it's going to. And so the population now of the patients that we work with, not very many people have long-term care insurance because they didn't think about it or they couldn't afford it. And so it really presents a dilemma for us as a society and a community to take care of our seniors, you know, moving forward and kind of all hands on deck, you know?
Yeah. And you know, unfortunately, it's the boomers that are dealing with it because their kids aren't moving out. And now their parents are getting older. It's like, how do you? It's a lot of responsibility, you know?
I just talked with a gentleman yesterday. He's out of state, and he called me. He was referred to me by somebody else. He called, and his mother-in-law is here, and they need care for her. And, I mean, I just felt for him as I was listening to their story, you know? He's like, we don't have anyone here. She's of sound mind, and she's shut in. And we need someone to help with, you know, like take her to the grocery store and, you know, so.
How many calls do you get like that? A lot?
Yes, a lot. And it is the heart of what we do. It's the mission of the organization. And so in and amongst all the fun things that we're doing, like a Kentucky Derby and things like that, everything just stops and you just help people.
That's crazy. Yeah. Well, we're glad that you are here and that, of course, TLC, all these foundations are just amazing. Now, are there things that we should know about that we are, I don't want to say entitled because I don't like that word, but that we're able to use that are not costing? And then is there things that we obviously have to pay for? How does that work?
So we evaluate each patient individually. And some patients come on service that can't afford some of it. And then there's some patients, I mean, just yesterday I was working with another family and his father is on our hospice care, and they absolutely, and he cannot be left alone. The father cannot be left alone, and the son has to work. So the foundation is paying for caregiving 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. So we look at each family individually and financially what is happening.
And that's what the Kentucky Derby does, right?
Absolutely.
It actually helps and makes families be able to have some leeway, right?
Yes.
And some,
Yeah. When I talk about the foundation, I always like our community to know that obviously when you put on an event, there is expenses with an event, but everything after that, and I'm really tight about keeping our expenses low on fundraisers because I just feel that that's good stewardship of our donor
Absolutely,
dollar.
Absolutely,
And I like the community to know that even in terms of the support through the foundation, we are 100% back to the community. So even my salary is supported by the hospice. So all the money that comes into the nonprofit, which is the foundation, goes back to our patients and our community.
Wow, that's really beautiful to know that.
And it stays right here. Yeah. And that's, so I like to think of it as pretty pure because, I mean, there are expenses to do business. And so we are, we're just thankful that we can do that because, you know, like yesterday I was looking at this gentleman's caregiving bill. It was, you know, $2,600. That was like 2 weeks.
Really? How long can that go on? Or do you, we, how does that work?
We look at that. Yeah. Yeah. We look at that on a, cause we can't, we want to be able to help as many people as we can.
Spread the love.
We want to spread the love. That's right. So we have to look at that. That was the conversation I was having yesterday with the son was, you know, we're going to have to look at this and kind of start talking about plan B because we probably are close to what we're going to be able to do at this point.
And that's only 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the longest that you've ever helped a family or how does that work?
You know, the families come to us and sometimes they'll come in through the grant process and then go off for a while and pay for some of the care on their own and then come back. Do you know what I mean? So we're a very generous board. I have to tell you that. We just, the board members are amazing. And I think when we grant a patient, I can't even, like, let's say, okay, we're going to grant them $5,000. We always give them more than that, you know? I mean, it just, because nothing is precise and you don't know.
It's life happening.
Right.
I mean, exactly. You know, on life's terms.
Yes, absolutely.
And so there is no predicting any.
And we don't shoo anybody off and go, sorry, you're on your own now.
But here's a question. There's so many hospice, you know, Conejo, and do you guys all work together or is it all separate?
They are all autonomous. I mean, a couple of them have merged recently, but we are all autonomous. But we're partners together in this community.
Because it feels like it should be partners,
absolutely,
as you know, in life,
yes,
to help as many people, yes, as we can. My saying always is, many hands make little work, you know, and so... Yeah, well, anyways, we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the Kentucky Derby Gala. And, of course, that's May 6th. I'm excited. That's a Saturday. And, of course, from 1 to 5, we got a pair of tickets that I'd love to throw on the table. And also, I've got some Rubicon tickets to Sylvia. If you haven't already seen that, oh, my God, it's so much fun. And I already had them in here, and they were... Weren't they crazy, Tom? It was like, you know, just that.
Rubicon's always the best.
Yeah, they are. But anyways, so again, it's a little sweet story about the love triangle between an empty nester, Greg and Kate, and their adorable little dog. And there's a little ruffle in there. So, oh, a little ruffle. There you go. But anyways, it should be fun. I'd love to give a pair of tickets. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Born in the valley and raised in the trees of western Kentucky on wobbly knees with mom.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117 or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. number. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you of our next hour, and we have a great show for you. And of course, Michael Blazer is our first guest that's going to be coming in. And of course, he is with Primary Residential Mortgage, and he is a SR, the senior loan originator. And of course, where they focus on you and your loan. And we're going to find out a little bit about, I'm kind of excited because he told me the interest rates actually dropped again. And so we're going to talk with him. And again, we also have Nina Rosner, and her book is The Respect Dare, about 40 Days to a Deeper Connection. And then I'm really excited. We have Dr. Patricia Bragg. She is the queen of health, and we're going to find out a little bit about her. And again, I'm really excited. So stay with us all the way through our next hour. And of course, that's till 8 o'clock. And of course, we're talking with Jennifer Finnerty, and we're talking about the Kentucky Derby Gala. And of course, this is all about Access TLC Hospice Foundation. And this is happening May 6th from 1 to 5 over at the Camarillo Ranch House. What are we going to find? What a great day. And I love all your Kentucky Derbies. I'm like collecting, you know, right? We should probably just keep sharing because we just keep buying them. But anyways, tell us about that day and what you're going to have.
So we're looking forward. This will be our fifth year, which is so exciting. It is such a fun theme. Everyone loves it because you get to put on that big hat for the day and a fun little A-line dress and come on down. And we bring in the race live via Churchill Downs from satellite. So we get to watch the race, which they say is the, you know, best 2 minutes in sports.
Right.
So we will have Southern cuisine and Southern cocktails. We have gaming tables, entertainment, silent auction, live auction. It's just a super, super fun day.
Right. And it's right here, local.
Right here.
I love it. So again, it's a win-win. And, of course, tickets are $75 per person, right? And then they go after, April 24th, Monday, next Monday, right? They go up to 100. Yes. So this would be a great weekend to grab them. And then, that's it, right?
Yeah, you know, the other thing we have are the Happy Camp Cobb horses. They are based out of Moore Park, and they come and they greet our guests as they arrive. So these horses, you may have seen them. They were in the St. Patrick's Day Parade this year. Okay. We took first place.
Oh, congratulations.
In the equestrian, which was so exciting. So they're beautiful, beautiful horses. And they are show horses. So not only visually beautiful, but the riders do amazing things on them. So the Ranch Foundation is so kind to let us bring them on. And our guests 2 years ago said, it was like they greeted us as we were walking up. And so it really adds to the event. They're very, very beautiful and very unusual. Not horses that you're used to seeing.
Right. Are they, what is their specialty?
So I think the type of horse they are, I'm not a horse professional, but I think they're called Cobb horses. That's why they're called Happy Camp Cobbs. And they have a farm out in Moore Park. And they're show horses.
Oh.
So they have the real long tails that are braided sometimes.
Yeah, they're all very pretty, right?
Yes, they're very beautiful. And they're always dressed up in their perfect derby attire. So,
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. So how many people are you expecting for this this derby, Kentucky
Derby?
We
usually have about 225 people. Okay. You know, last year we held it up at Lake Sherwood. We were so fortunate to have that property up there. And we were just booming. I mean, we were in that huge hay barn. And
it was filled.
And it was filled. And when I was planning that event, I was thinking, we're not going to fill this barn. It's just too big. And we filled that entire barn.
Yeah, good for you.
Good problems to have. But
I like that. Yeah.
So the ranch capacity is about 225. So.
And now will it be in the barn or mm-hmm. will it be outside mm-hmm. too? Or
we'll have some of some of our sponsors out front. Kirby Auto Group is again coming on as a sponsor. They'll be out front with their cars. The horses will be out front, but mostly in the barn and that front area.
Okay. And what are we going to are there things to buy or talk to us about that?
Yeah, so I didn't mention we have a hat contest, so I should say that because that's very, very popular for men and women, okay. And that's very fun.
Okay.
Last year, this lady wore this amazing hat, and from the back, I thought she was a peacock because that's what the back of the hat was. It was amazing.
So a lot of people make them.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you should start right now, right?
Yeah. Right, start putting it together.
There you
Pinterest
go.
Pinterest is your new friend.
There you go. I love it, yeah.
But our auction is, the community is so supportive. I was just thinking this yesterday because I am blown away at how just grateful, just overwhelmed at the generosity of, and we were talking about the other local hospices in town. I mean, and the other nonprofits, I mean, Rubicon, you were talking about them earlier. They gave us tickets for our auction.
Awesome.
I mean, the nonprofits in this community are so good to each other. And that's one of the many reasons why I love doing what
And
I
you
do.
Know what, again, it's like, we're all trying to make a difference. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. That's why I love being a sponsor to all these great events, to be able to share, in what we're doing. In fact, the next day, after it, right? Are you going to this?
I'm on the fence.
If I'm
recovered, yes.
I know. Is Love is Brewing, and of course in Tuscany, and that is a champagne lunch and tea at the Luminera, and of course all these proceeds go to Interfaith Children and Family Services. I mean, there's just so many things that we can do to make a difference, and that's what it's all about. And that one less Starbucks, that one less, lunch out. I mean, there's people that never, ever have a chance to do any of those things, or they're going through such turmoil in their life. And so if you have the opportunity to be able to do something different, and this is a win-win. You get a whole nice afternoon out, right?
Right.
And,
get
to gamble, right?
Yeah,
you don't really call it gamble, but right? It's kind of,
but gaming.
Gaming,
It really is a fun thing to take your spouse to, or your partner, or your plus one, or a guest, or
girls' night out,
company,
guys' night, whatever,
anything.
So what are some of the silent auction things if you have?
Yeah, we have an amazing 5-day cruise this year that was donated.
Nice.
By a local solar company. We have a condominium in Mammoth that actually came from the president of NABO, Brenda.
Okay.
And our auction is, we're still pulling those items together and making pretty baskets and so forth out of them. But I'm like, oh gosh, we have days worth of work. And that's good work, but to pull all of that together.
Wow, I love that. I would love to throw in a hair therapy.
Oh, fabulous.
To give away. Okay. So that would be a $75 value.
Wonderful.
So definitely.
Put it in.
Yeah. So we could do that. And so great. So lots of stuff to bid on. And it's going to be an online auction. Is that correct?
You know what? We're still old fashioned.
Okay, that's
we're
good.
We're not doing the mobile bid, but we're probably going to be,
So what's an online dessert?
So
let's talk about that.
Yeah. So we have desserts that are donated by all these amazing bakeries that are all around us now. Right?
What a cool idea.
And
now, who thought of that? Are you going to take credit? Okay.
Yeah,
I like it. I like it.
And so we get all these desserts lined up and people come and bid on them just like they would a normal silent auction item. And we have some amazing, a horse cake and a derby that looks like the derby track.
Yeah.
And
wow.
It's really
there you
fun.
Go. And then you have something to take home with you, right?
Right. Right.
I like it.
Yeah. We have plenty of food at the event. We have Smoke and Steve's Catering out of Simi Valley is doing our food this year. So very traditional Southern food. So
did he do it at the last one?
He didn't.
Okay.
He did another event with us, and he was so great to work with.
I think it was you did the food for it, TED Talk, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah. I was like, okay, I remember
the TED conference.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing, wasn't it? So,
Anyways,
how do people get tickets if they don't win them here on the Kim Pagano Show?
They can go to our website, which is www.accesstlc.com. foundation.org, and that is until Monday, the 24th. They'll be $75, and then on Tuesday, they'll go to $100 automatically. So jump on there before then. Okay. They also are always welcome to call the office anytime, 805-222-4673.
And if they can't make it to the event, they can still make a donation,
of course.
Correct?
Yeah.
And same thing, just call the office or do something different.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Jennifer, always a pleasure
Thank
to talk with you.
We
are at the end of our show, and of course, our first show. We've got a whole nother hour ahead, and we've got some amazing guests. You're going to find out about, what interest rates are doing and how to get the best interest rate and the best loan. And of course, so I hope that you stay with us all the way into the next show. And of course, we always end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. The only limits in our life are those we impose on ourselves. So with that, stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, lock the way we rock it. So don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes. Nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117 or visit MikeForLoans.com, NMLS number 248433.